Hello, and welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. We're so happy for you to come tonight, and we have a guest on tonight, so I'm so happy for you guys to come on and listen to the Journey Artists Around the World on Thursdays nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time zone. What is the Journey Artists Around the World? The Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed for the artists to market their content, promote their crafts by showcasing their artist talents, ability, gifts, and powers. The platform also offers an opportunity for the audience to hear, learn, and get inspired. Through this program, we will open your mind, and listen. And it's important for us to state their creativities who have overcome their differences, struggles such as depression, drugs, discrimination, disability, and heartily welcome to inform and share their life stories. Tonight, everyone, my guest is Mr. Chance. Mr. Johnson, are you there? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. We're so happy for you to come on tonight.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Can you tell everyone where you're from?
Yes, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. That's why I am now. I'm in Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And can you please tell everyone about your journey as an artist, a poet, and how your life been as an artist?
Yes. Well, I started writing when I was about 13. There was a book being written at school where everybody had to participate. So I chose to write a poem about my grandparents, and that was the first poem I've ever written. And since that time, I wrote consistently in high school. I used to carry around a spiral notebook. In high school, I used to write all the time. And then, you know, it started off as being like more religious, and then as time went on, having crushes on girls and stuff, you know, writing, you know, love poems and then, you know, in college, I started writing about, society and the world and stuff like that. But it always comes back to love. I've always had something about love poetry. So it always comes back to that. But since that time, I've written about many things. I'm currently on a mission to do a world record of 11,111 haikus. So that's where I'm at now. I'm also doing other poetry, but I'm trying to do a world record of haikus.
Interesting. Very nice and so brilliant. So what would you say all your accomplishments that you proud of, and are you publish any books or products, any virtual contents like CDs or books?
Yes. Well, I have three books. I published my first book in 2019, published my second book in 2020, and published my most recent book this year. The three of them are on Amazon. The titles are From Crisis to Confidence, In Open Soul, My Journey to Holistic Healing, and Little Inspirations. And they're on sale on Amazon.
That is so nice. We're so happy that you have books out. So please, people, go check him out on his projects. And can you please tell us more about the struggles that you have overcome so far and what's enabled you to overcome such challenges and struggles?
I would say that my main struggle has been depression and not feeling like I was good enough. That was my main reason for starting to write poetry, because I felt like I wasn't heard by my family or by people that I cared about. I felt like they didn't care equally about me. So I wrote poetry in an effort to, to get my frustrations out and my emotions out. And I still do that, today, because I feel like, even now I'm not heard, but I have people now in my corner that hear me, but sometimes I still have those issues that come up.
Nice. And what would be your advice to other poets facing the same challenges that you have managed to overcome?
I would say don't give up. There are, many, many challenges that we face as a society. And, whatever you can do with your pen, you can change the world around with your pen. The pen is mightier than the sword. That would be my advice, not to give up, because everybody has something to say and nobody is more important than the other person. There's a scripture in Psalm 45 that says, "A marvelous word has stirred my heart as I mentioned my works to the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful scribe." So that's that verse is about poetry. My heart is so stirred that I have to mention it to people that don't even know me. And, my tongue is the pen. Every word that we write is something that's said on our heart. So, let's get our words out. Let's transform our world by writing.
Thank you. I love that. When you write so much, it's more talented. You keep inspiring people. You keep inspiring others. So I know you have a poem for us tonight.
Yes. Okay, so the first poem I want to read is called Perpetual Blackness. I'm black every day. I can't remove it. I can't scrub it off. I can't dream it away. There are no potions to reduce it. I'm black every day. A criminal by default. The target was placed on my back while I blossomed in my mother's womb and grew when I began to read, think, and become socially conscious. I'm black every day, nervous around white law enforcement because they can become trigger happy in an instant. I even get nervous when people hold up their cell phones simultaneously because I feel like a fight is on the horizon. I'm black every day. I hope it will be normalized and held as sacred people in the eyes of America. We are a rainbow of unbridled beauty. Everyone wants to be us because magic runs through our veins, and they all want to be in the show. I'm black every day. It's a beautiful thing to be, a golden array of soul, the premier people of the earth. All people come from us. No one wants to be a copycat. Everybody likes an original.
Nice. We're so happy about that poem, and it's very inspiring. As a poet, what is like to be on the platform of the Journey Artists Around the World podcast, and the Journey too, as well?
It's an honor to be on the platform. Because I'm able to reach people that I haven't been able to reach before. And it's an interesting, platform, because I've never been on this, Well, this is my second time being on the podcast. I normally go through Zoom, but podcasts are interesting because it can reach people that are normally on Zoom.
Yes, it's a big variety. It goes far into the Caribbeans. It goes far to farther than what we ever think of. So it's very good. And it's very good that you have people listening and come and support you. So thank you for coming to the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. And also, do you have another poem for us, for your audience?
Yes, I want to read a poem from my first book. It's called God's DM. The first time I heard God's voice, it was gentle and clear, like a brief sun shower in lieu of stormy weather, whispering sweet somethings into my spirit. God's words are more stimulating than words penned by Zane. There wasn't much noise, but I know that I trembled in fear. God made me smile like a child tickled by a feather. It was so exhilarating, no bullshit. I thought I was going insane. God's message was direct. Yes, every word did not return void. I opened the note like a lovesick teenager. Before reading it, I pressed it close to my heart. Then I read it, and this is what God wrote. My dearest child, I must interject. At all costs, sin is what you must avoid. Don't let your desires control you. No, don't thrive on anger. Allow nothing to tear us apart. This is an order. You have no vote. Know that I love you best, even when you don't act lovely. Trust me, especially when you don't understand. I'll be here for you no matter what. So give me your burden to bear. Trust the teacher to help you through each test. Put no one above me. I'm the rock on which you will stand because you've accepted Christ. You've made the cut to be caught up with me in the air. Thank you.
Thank you. We're very pleased for that poem. And thank you, audience, for coming and listening. All right. If you was to offer advice to the next generation of poets who wishes to become a very own poet, what would it be and what steps would you recommend them to take?
That's a good question. I would say that the advice that I would give to them would be to stay faithful, to not be arrogant, to stick with the craft, perfect it, be comfortable with yourself, you know, be confident and know that your work is just as good as everybody else's.
Very good advice.
The steps that I would recommend them to take would be, you know, to write. And I know a lot of teenagers and stuff write on their phones and stuff, but like to me, I'm still old school. So I still write in journals. I like the feeling of pages. So, you know, I write in my journals. I like to feel like I hold a pen in my hand and I write. So as you feel the pen massage the page, I think, you know, the words will come out and, you know, I think it would be so much better, for them to actually write instead of typing, like feel like natural resources, like, you know, paper and stuff. I think that way they'll reach more people, being humble.
Very inspiring. So do you have another poem for us, for your audience?
Yes. I have a poem here for my second book, called Inner Wounds. Laying on the bed with my hand on a pillow, my heart is torn, but my arms are open to receive anything that will lessen the pain. But love on a romantic level doesn't exist for me. Friends have left me to feel abandoned, and the only voices I'm left with are in my head. especially when I'm confined to the house. I just want peace, a peace that comes from healing in time. God, please sew my torn heart with the threads of love and hope. Allow me to love again from a place of wholeness so that I can love in the same way that you love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just so inspired, and your audience is very inspired too. Don't never stop writing. Continue to write as a poet. Continue to tell your story around the world, because you never know who you're going to inspire. And also, if this is your chance to present the audience your final poem on a, you have another poem for us.
Yes, I have a poem also for my second book called The Feelings of Un. I'm sitting here feeling unwanted, unloved, and undesired in this unfriendly world. For some people, I wish I could undo the moment I met them. For 2 years, I wondered if I was unworthy of respect, love, and dignity, which made me unhappy and eventually unhealthy. When people became knowledgeable of this, I began to feel unattractive. I felt like a blob in the midst of a group of overconfident country folk, which led me to feeling out of place. Everything I did was under severe scrutiny, which led me back to something I was labeled unfit, unqualified, unable to obtain a seat of honor within your tight-knit community. I was surrounded by those who refused to understand me while being attached to someone who discouraged and embarrassed me whenever she had the chance. Lord, set my poor heart free. Let me enjoy the freedom of being unattached, understood, unmatched until you send me the queen of my heart.
Thank you. And we're going to get one more poem from you. And thank you, audience, for coming on the show. And thank you for being inspired.
Okay, so this is a poem from my most recent book, Little Inspirations. Bullies or Buddies? If I was her age or she was mine, I'd be her best friend and number one defender. I'd give her a hug and dry her tears. No one deserves to be teased. No one deserves to be tortured for being authentic in who they are. The fight against bullying would be fought by the two of us and won by the overwhelming dignity we carry through the struggle. No one should hurt. No one should cry out in frustration. No one should be tormented by the people we've known for years. We're tired now of the overwhelming numbers of those who take their own lives because of bullies. Starting today, let's bully bullying until all former bullies become our buddies. For we were created from the same dust. We share common DNA, and we were endowed by our Creator to love one another as God has loved us. Thank you.
Thank you. You're just so inspired. It's great to be a poet, you know, and it's very good, you know, the audience saying thank you. Yes, let's not bully, which is good. You know, being anti-bully is very rational, especially in this world today. Many people are being bullied, all types of shapes and colors, you know. I was bullied when I was younger. And I can say when you've been bullied, you know, you don't know how you're able to overcome that. But at the same time, like you said, being a poet is very great to listen and inspire others when you're writing. At the end, what is like to be creative with your poems? What is so inspired for that?
Well, usually the inspiration comes out of anywhere. Like, it could be a song, it could be a TV show, anywhere, like anything that I'm feeling at that moment could be inspiration. You know, it could be a conversation, anything that is revealed to me at that time, I could sit down and write about it and hopefully transform someone's life.
That's a blessing. Continue to write, continue to be inspired, continue to everywhere you go around the world. Being a poet is very inspirational. When you know in yourself, you know, as a poet, it's great to overcome. It's great to overcome your struggles. It's overcome things in life to make yourself comfortable, not just for yourself, but to the world. Where can people find your information from?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube at Soul Ink Speaks. You can find me on Facebook at Chanson Antonio Bird. And I will follow back. I'm not a mean person. I will definitely follow back and talk with you if you reach out to me.
That is very inspiring.
Thank you.
Please go follow him and get information and buy his books. His books is on live on Amazon and wherever you want to find them. And also find Keon the Artist everywhere through Eventbrite, Instagram, everywhere for me as well. And thank you for coming onto the podcast. It is so happy that you was able to come and tell your beautiful poems and inspire others that's on here. So thank you. And don't forget to check out more of Keon the Artist podcast on Thursdays on 9:30. And go check on Keon the Artist, eventbrite.com, YouTube, all types of stuff. So thank you guys, and thank you audience for being a great audience, and thank you for giving him feedback. Thank you for coming on and listening to him. It makes me inspired. It makes you be inspired as well. So we'll see you again on Thursdays, and thank you. Thank you for coming into the podcast, and we'll see you guys again.
Yes.
Have a good night, everybody.
You too.
Bye.